This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Here it is, Wednesday on the radio. And that means for us, Bible study tonight at church. I am the pastor of Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Wednesday nights, that's tonight, we meet at 6 o'clock, and we are in the Gospel of Luke on Wednesdays. And we will be meeting for an hour tonight, and you are invited. Love to see you. Have a great big blackboard we break out here on Wednesday nights and teach verse by verse. Similarly, as we do here on Sunday morning, without the blackboard, though, and that's what we're involved in right now. This is part 3 of a sermon that started on Monday. It's 40 minutes long, so it's playing for 4 days. And it's Romans chapter 7. I've entitled it, Who Will Deliver Me? Taken from Paul's summation here, the verse at the end of chapter 7, he said, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" So that's what we're looking at here today. If you'd like a copy of this or any of these in this series of Romans, I encourage you, go to my website, wgodradio.com, click on the link that says, I believe, Prior Broadcasts. You'll find my podcasting page there. There's some 6 or 7 years worth of podcasts there, including everything from this series in Romans. You can click on them and download them on your computer. You can burn them to a CD. You can listen to them right where you're at. You can download the app. Actually, the app is pre-installed on your iPhone. It's called Podcasts. Search for the old name of this program, Gospel Study with Paul Esposito, and then these programs will be uploaded on your iPhone as soon as they're recorded. So, okay, well, let's move on now. Part 3 of 4 of Who Will Deliver Me.
But you see, these are two verses to add to your handout. 2 Corinthians 5:10 and Romans 14:12, that says we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things done in the body. Verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil that I will not to do, that I practice. Always remember this truth, that in you, that is in your flesh, dwelleth no good thing. There is nothing good inside of you, in your flesh, man. Nothing. Let me clue you in on a little confession. My flesh and the devil himself are longtime friends. They're on a first name basis. Hello, Beelzebub. Oh, hello, Paul. How are you today? As you clock in, you know those old punch clocks, put your card down there, cling, and you go to work. That's how close friends they are. Yours too. Yours too. In me dwelleth no good thing. Satan and your flesh are best friends. Sort of disheartening, isn't it? Let me move on here. In me dwells no good thing. Jesus concurs. He says, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, God. Psalm 14:2, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. There is no good person here except God in your flesh. And that includes you. Without a Savior, church, you need help. You can't make it on your own. Now, this book here is full of good news. And I'm the good news messenger here to you today, sharing it with you, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, gave up his life for you to reconcile you back to God. God had a plan all along to redeem you, and that is to let his son die in your place. Christ has redeemed us from this curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That's good news. We haven't gotten there yet, though. Paul hasn't gotten there yet. He's still wrestling with the sin that's taken up residence on the inside of him. Verse 20. More from this logical mind of the Apostle Paul. Now, if I do what I will not to do, then it's no longer I who am doing it. But it's the sin that lives in me is doing it. Now, let me read verse 21 from my Bible translation. We had it on the slides this morning. Let me read this to you. Romans 7:21. It says, therefore, I find this law. Now remember, a law is like the law of gravity. You can't see it, but it's there nevertheless. Just because you don't see it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Therefore, I find this law, that when I wish to do the right thing, evil is right there with me. What an awesome verse. Again, this is a law just like gravity. I find this law, that when I wish to do the right thing, evil is present with me. Watch this. Turn with me, please. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 13. Now, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, say, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. More of the messianic secret. All right, there you have it. Mr. Boldness, the Apostle Peter, on top of the world, right? Now to prove my point, and to prove the word of God is always true and accurate, let's go down to verse 21 here. From that time forth, Jesus began to show to his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and raised again on the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from thee, Lord, this will not happen unto thee. Then he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, devil," or Satan. "Thou art an offense to me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." You see, I find then this law that when I wish to do the right thing, evil is present with me. I mean, 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes after what happened here, Peter, with this great revelation given by God, the Son of God, rebukes the devil that's possessed him. 5 minutes later, see, it's a law. As much as the other 11 couldn't see it, I find then this law that when I wish to do good, evil's right there with me. It's like a puppy dog. Follows you around wherever you go, waiting for an opportune time. Now with Peter, it was right here. This was the greatest revelation ever. It started, the church right here. Man's realization that you are the Son of God. 5 minutes later, Satan's inside of him. You can't see the law, but it exists nevertheless. I find then this law that when I wish to do the right thing, that evil is present with me. So we've got sin personified, and now we have evil personified. Remember this main point here this morning, church. Always be on the lookout for this axiom. Evil personified is like a faithful puppy dog at your heels. And at certain times, it'll turn on you and pounce at particularly vulnerable moments in your life. Here being one of them. Upon doing good. You've got to be looking and expecting the kitchen sink to come your way when you do something really good. You got to put your guard up and be looking for it. It's a law. It's like the law of gravity. You got to expect to fall down if you walk out of a fourth story. You got to expect this to happen to you when you're about here doing God's work here and doing good. Awesome revelation, isn't it? Something we forget. So what does this tell us about our enemy? Answer? If you really want to hurt him, and if you really, truly want to hurt your enemy bad, then go out of these doors today and do as much good as you possibly can. This infuriates him so much. Look what he does. Look what he did to Peter. He hates it. This is the one thing. We should never fight fire with fire. Fight evil with good. This is how to... If you're really mad at him for destroying maybe someone in your family, someone's life, if you really want to get even at him, then go out and do good. Help someone. Extend mercy to someone. That's the M word to the devil. Mercy. These are the true ways to cause him grief and to get even.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.